You're listening to the audio production of The Substance of Leadership, a practical framework for effectively leading a high-performing team, written by David Robinson and read by the author. There are a number of charts and graphs included and referenced in this manuscript. A PDF of these images is available to download along with this audiobook or at verticalperformance.us. To all of the Marines I know who set the example, and many who carried me on their shoulders, thank you for teaching me how to lead. Introduction. It was a dark night in the Pacific Ocean during the spring of 1993. We were in the final phase of workups for an upcoming combat deployment to the Persian Gulf aboard the aircraft carrier USS Abraham Lincoln, a nuclear-powered floating city with more than 70 aircraft and 5,000 people living in a multi-storied maze barely 1,000 feet long and 200 feet wide, and operating in one of the most dangerous environments in the world. I was a rookie F/A-18 pilot recently assigned to my first fighter squadron at Marine Corps Air Station El Toro near Irvine, California. Having just graduated from the U.S. Naval Academy and completed initial flight training, I only had a few dozen carrier landings, or traps, under my belt, which was not nearly enough to feel comfortable landing aboard an aircraft carrier at night, especially in bad weather. 90 minutes earlier, I had catapulted off of the carrier for an air-to-air training mission. The weather wasn't great, but it was above minimum requirements, and it was forecast to stay that way through the end of our flight operations. When it was time to return to the ship, I checked in with the Lincoln's air traffic control to receive my landing sequence instructions, along with the other 20 aircraft that were airborne at the time. The first thing I noticed was that the controller's voice was a bit more tense than usual. He informed me that the weather had deteriorated more rapidly than forecast and that unexpected rough seas were causing the flight deck to pitch significantly. Later I would learn that significantly meant up to 40-foot vertical fluctuations. As if this wasn't enough stress already for a rookie pilot with just a few dozen traps, we were also conducting blue water operations, meaning there were no land-based divert fields available. If I couldn't get aboard prior to reaching emergency fuel state, I had two options. Either hope I could find an airborne tanker to give me enough gas for another attempt, or plan to eject close to the ship and hope the search and rescue helicopter could find me among the surging waves and reduced visibility. Landing aboard an aircraft carrier is like trying to land on your driveway at 160 miles per hour. Only imagine that your driveway is simultaneously rolling left and right, pitching up and down, and moving forward at 35 miles per hour. Doing this in the dark is exponentially harder, no matter how much experience you have.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?